This game especially provides a unique backdrop to the sporting theatre. And one, how many games, you know, roll like this? Not many, if any. The 13th Derby set to smash records in the stands, and the players, if you're deep, and the two teams aren't exactly the best of mates.
Flips it beautifully towards Mabawa, here's a last goal! For the last goal for Sydney FC! First blood for the Sky Blues!
Lucky enough to be joined by the Western Sydney Wanderers coach, Tony Popovich. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Not great memories from last time you played at ANZ, but better memories from when you played at Allianz Stadium, nil all there. So looking forward, you're looking towards a better result this weekend.
Yeah, of course. That first one is a long time ago, but of course you don't forget a result like that. We certainly improved in our second encounter, and we're hoping to go one better and get the 3 points.
Tony, I know it's the local derby and you'd really want to win it, but you just need to have a win really, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. I think we, since our last match against Sydney FC, some 5-6 weeks ago, we really improved our performances and results became more consistent. Last week was a bit of a setback against Central Coast, in particular after we conceded the first goal. We just really huffed and puffed, and you know, we struggled a little bit to get back in the match. And yet, for the first 60 minutes, they're excellent. So. We've got over that. We have to quickly, and now it's about, you know, focusing on, yes, it's a derby. We know it's a big game, but we just got to make sure we perform and play well and get the important 3 points.
Apart from last week, we often hear, you know, that you get the feeling that you're playing well, but you're just not finding that back of the net, which means you're coming up with draws or a loss. Is that still your belief, or do you think how much improvements do you have to have against Sydney FC?
Well, I guess that is true. I think 2 weeks ago against Wellington, we were away from home, and he brought us back into the top six, a very good away performance, winning 3-1. Mm. And last week, as I said, was a bit of a setback, although the first 60, the performance was excellent. Mm. But against Sydney FC, you know, 60 minutes of good play is not enough. You need to play well for 90, 95 minutes, and then you give yourself a chance. And we know we're good enough to do it, but we'll certainly have to be at our best tomorrow night.
Now, there's been much speculation about your future, especially with the Chinese Super League club Shanghai Shenhua. I'd imagine you've answered a million questions about these, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What's still going to happen, or is it all paper talk?
Paper talk. There's always a lot of paper talk, whether it's coaches or players. I think we all know that, regardless of what sport it is, and it's just part of the territory, and just concentrating and focusing on a big game tomorrow from our team.
It still would be nice with some of the money they're throwing around up there in China, with some of the salaries you're seeing with players. I imagine coaches wouldn't be doing it tough either.
Yeah, you can see some of the players and coaches that are over there, I'm sure, set themselves up for a while. Can't predict what will happen in the future, but certainly very happy at this football club. It's a fantastic football club. An exciting period for our club coming up with the Champions League. It's our third time in 4 years in the Champions League. And this is the period that, you know, players, coaches, fans alike are all excited for the next 2 months.
Tony, if there's two final messages or one key message that you give to your players before they run out against Sydney FC, what would it be?
Well, there will be a few, and we've had a few through the week. I think... belief is a big one. We can see that we're playing well. If we lose any belief or confidence, it won't be enough to beat Sydney FC.
Right.
And concentration. You know, they're at the top for a reason. They're the most consistent team. Very hard to break down. And, if you lose your concentration against them, as everyone has found so far this year, they've been unbeaten. So we've conquered many challenges as a when we haven't been expected externally to win, but certainly within the dressing room or within the club, we expect a very good performance, and I'm more than confident we can get the 3 points.
Papa, we always thank you for your time. Good luck. It's an incredible spectacle. There's no doubt about that. It's a match that we all look forward to, not just A-League fans, but sporting fans in general. We wish you all the best.
Guys, thanks for the support.
Yeah, thank you. Tony Popovich there, Western Sydney Wanderers coach, and it's been 10 matches. since the Western Sydney Wanderers have actually toppled Sydney FC. But he's a good derby.
11th of January 2014.